What are some of the current research efforts, clinical research efforts that are going on that you think are going to have the most impact on practice over the next 3 to 5 years?
One of the areas I think that's interesting is combining therapy with azacitidine, with D-cytidine, with other classes of drugs. Now, the combination with lenalidomide, I think, isn't very exciting because it's just combining two different things that are already approved for the same disease where there's not a lot of rationale mechanistically for doing that. But the thing that people are most excited about, at least in the short term, is the combination with histone deacetylase inhibitors. We have one of those approved already for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. That's vorinostat. There are several others that are being tried specifically in myelodysplastic syndrome. For instance, right now there's a large Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group trial that's just closed right now for the first interim analysis. It compares Vidaza, azacitidine, with azacitidine plus a drug called MS-275, a histone deacetylase inhibitor. There's a phase 2 trial, multicenter, in the phase 2 consortium with a drug called PXD-101 or belinostat, another histone deacetylase inhibitor. And this agent is something that we're watching as well because if it shows efficacy as a single agent, there would be good rationale to combine it. So that's where the field's going, combination therapy.
What do we know about the side effects and toxicity of these types of combinations? And for that matter, what do we know and what's your experience with the side effects and toxicity of azacitidine alone?
Right. Azacitidine alone, the biggest issue has been cytopenias, neutropenia, which is manageable for some patients, but in others lands them in the hospital with febrile neutropenia. In the phase 2 multicenter study of D-cytidine, 17% of the patients ended up in the hospital with febrile neutropenia. Now, that's not as high perhaps as some of the, leukemia induction regimens, but it's not negligible either. So that's an important consideration. The other adverse events from both azacitidine and D-cytidine, which are really quite similar to each other, are mild. GI toxicity, sometimes patients will get a rash. It's really the cytopenias and the complications thereof that's the issue there. Now, combining histone deacetylase inhibitors is a little bit attractive because their side effect profile is different. Cytopenias don't seem to be an issue as much as things like QT prolongation in the heart or fatigue, which has been actually quite profound in some of the early studies with these agents. So it seems to be different, and maybe we could use them together and not have a lot of overlap in the adverse events.
Do you yourself have any experience with these combinations in trials?
We have the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group trial open right now, and it's not, an open label, so I don't know what the patients are getting. So it'll have to be looked at very carefully to see, if the responses we see are the azacitidine alone or the combination. So that's a long-winded way of saying not much.